Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. And that's track one off your new CD that's available on CD Baby. And it's been a while that you've been in your other bands, Mad Jack, Savoy Brown, and Last Train Out. And now you're with a fantastic group of guys as Lonesome Crow. Can you talk to us about the band and about the CD?
Absolutely. We have Rick Jewett on keyboards, and Rick is my old buddy from Mad Jack and Savoy Brown. We've been playing together on and off for about 30 years. We have George Lamb on bass. We have Slouse Brown Paul on guitar. We have Barry Westfall on drums. And I'm playing rhythm guitar, singing, and writing. And these guys are a bunch of badass Harley-riding party animals. And then it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you guys look like you have a lot of fun. And the videos that the fans post on Facebook, I follow you. And I wish I could come out there to New York and catch one of your shows. In fact, tonight you'll be at the Bull and Bear Roadhouse in East Syracuse, correct?
Syracuse, yep. Yep, that's a cool place. You got great food and great atmosphere and very intimate. It's not a big venue, so we get to be up close and personal with the people that come to see us play, and we look forward to it.
Now, at your venues that you perform at, do you carry the CDs with you to sell merchandise at the shows?
We do. Yeah, we hawk them off the stage a little bit.
I love your design, the Lonesome Crow design. Do you have T-shirts yet that the fans can buy?
Yeah, we have T-shirts, we have stickers, we have koozies, we have all that stuff.
Oh, you do? See, I didn't
know
that. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And
I'm going to have to buy some stuff.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to send you whatever you want.
But anyway, you co-wrote several of the songs, but you also are the main writer of the song we just listened to, Rolling Into Town. And it's your lyrics that I've noticed. It's just as good as in the past with Last Train Out. But, you know, your lyrics is something else in this CD, Lonesome Crow. How long did it take you to put the CD together from writing to actually recording and mixing? Did it take you a long time?
Well, it was kind of an organic process. I joined the band 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago on the 4th of July that I joined. And, you know, we were writing steadily all through that time and then taking the songs out and kind of playing them and letting them grow on their own. In front of a live audience wherever we went. And then when we had 12 songs, you know, I would say last October, we said, you know, let's go record them and put something out. So, you know, we weren't in a big hurry. We just let it happen.
Yeah.
We're at that point in our lives, you know. we're middle-aged, so nobody's in a hurry. You know, when we're ready, and that's, you know.
Well, on the CD, you also have some guest musicians like Gary Burns on the steel guitar. He plays the steel guitar on Lay Me Down and You're the One. Now, there's Conan, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, who played percussion and harmony vocal on Shot to Hell.
Yeah, well, he was also our engineer. It was his studio in Syracuse.
Oh.
And he's a friend of ours, and he's kind of a Southern rock enthusiast and musician, and we thought, well, this is a good way to go, because he's going to understand where we're coming from. He gets that whole Southern element, and he likes country and the roots thing, so we went with Conan. And Gary is a guy that actually was friends with George. And just we were listening to the material that we'd prepared and said, well, a couple of these really deserve steel guitar. So why don't we bring in a guest and give it that, you know, give it that flavor.
Yeah, well, I enjoy steel guitar and the Lay Me Down and You're the One. All the tracks are fantastic. In fact, I picked out my top three, which was the intro, the Rolling Into Town. But for the listeners and fans, I will play Shot to Hell and Tonight Reride. And speaking of fans, we have a fan with their hand raised on the switchboard, and we welcome Roger Dale Snyder. You're on the air.
Thanks, Kathy.
Roger,
good to hear you back
on
the
air.
Hey, Kathy, good to hear you back on the air.
Thank you.
And Lou, great fan of yours. As I wrote yesterday, I ordered the CD off of CD Baby yesterday morning, and I can't wait to get it and wear it out.
Well, thank you, Roger. How you doing?
Very well. One thing I wanted to ask you, because you were with Seven Boy Brown when I seen them, and then what's the changes in your the musical changes been a playing with all the different groups, has that cultivated into what now has become what you're doing with Lonesome Crow? And then how did your involvement with Lonesome Crow develop?
Actually, they had a band, and their singer, a very talented singer named Keith Ford, left the band. And they called me up and said, you know, we need a singer, songwriter, rhythm guitar player. Would you be interested? So I came over, and we had a blow, and we had a really good time, and I joined the band. To answer the first question, I see, you know, real rock and roll and blues and country as kind of branches on the same tree, if you will. It's all American roots music as far as I'm concerned. So for me to be in a rock band or a band that leans more blues or a band that leans more country is not a big adjustment for me. I just think it's... they're all cousins, you know?
Right.
So with Savoy Brown, obviously more of a blues band, but not strictly so, kind of a blues rock thing. You know, you just kind of steer it over in that direction. And for Lonesome Crow, that's kind of, you know, country rock, outlaw country or southern rock. You know, you just kind of move it over to that side a little bit. But, you know.
Right. Well, Matt Jack was, I don't think you get a hard to beat as great as you guys were with Mad Jack, but I think Lonesome Crow is going to be doing a heck of a job on that one. I can't wait for the second CD. That one's going to be just incredible.
Well, thank you. We're having fun, and it's kind of got that Mad Jack spirit to it, especially with me and Rick together again. You know, we've traveled a lot of miles together.
Oh yeah, he's incredible. You were talking about, Kathy had asked you about merchandise. Besides the CDs off of CD Baby, I want to make sure I get the link for whatever we do to order other type of merchandise. Besides the CD off of CD Baby, how do we go about ordering T-shirts or some of the other items you guys have?
Well, you could probably just contact us on Facebook at the Lonesome Crow page, and we'll hook you up.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, well, congratulations. I can't wait to hear these other songs Kathy's going to play, and I'll let you get back to Kathy, and congratulations on the new CD, and can't wait to tour.
Right,
get
bud.
Down here to Florida.
I'd love to.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Anyway, since Roger had brought up that he's looking forward to hearing another track, why don't we take a break and I'll play track 6, and it's Shot to Hell.
Yeah.
By today's guest, Lonesome Crows, Lou Kaplan. He joins us. And if the fans, if you're listening, you'd like to call in, area code 818-369-0392. And right now, we'll get back with Lou. And Lou, the Hell track we just listened to, it almost sounded like Dickie Betts on the steel guitar.
Yeah.
Who were some of the influences? I mean, when you listen, like we as a fan, we listen, we kind of hear a style, so to speak, of other artists. Were you influenced by, like, the Allman Brothers and so forth?
Absolutely, yeah. Influenced by, and we shared the stage back in the Mad Jack days. We used to play with the Outlaws and Marshall Tucker Band and Blackfoot and a lot of those guys. But, yeah, we cut our teeth on the Southern rock bands. Also, we loved the whole outlaw country movement, you know, Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard and those guys. And
yeah.
Also loved, like, the California rock or country rock kind of stuff, the Neil Young and the Eagles and Poco and New Riders of the Purple Sage, all those types of bands, too. So, you put those all in a big stew and mix it up, and it comes out, you know.
Exactly. And that's how
yeah.
the new CD sounds. It's a variety. It's not just one genre. It's a variety. And I think out of every CD I own of yours, from Mad Jack to Last Train Out, Lonesome Crow seriously is my favorite. Your work on this is top-notch.
I appreciate that very much. It's got a real 70s vibe to me. I don't know. It just came out sounding like those days. You know, it's got that that rootsy kind of authenticity. It's not overproduced. It's not glitzy. It's just kind of raw and real and in the moment kind of a thing. And, I tried to do that in my performance. I can't speak for everybody, but being a big Neil Young fan, I wanted to go in and, for the most part, capture a real performance and not go back and fix things until it was perfect, because I think that detracts from the whole. It just starts to sound sterile instead of alive and passionate, you know?
Yeah. Well, we have a few minutes left. What would you like to add to today's show that we didn't cover?
Well, I would like to thank you for shining a spotlight on independent music in this country. I mean, that's a huge
thing.
You're
welcome.
I think a lot of what people get exposed to is very corporate and very formulaic, and there's a lot of money behind it, so they shove it in your face, and it's, you know, not necessarily the real deal. But,
the music sounds all the same. You know, it's almost like pre-programmed to put a different face behind a microphone. And the music in the corporate world is something I do not buy, I do not support, and it's independent artists. You get the real deal, the real performers, the real songwriters, and it comes out across in their music as the best that you can hear. That's no longer on the radio, but now internet radio are the strong supporters of the indie artist. And anyway, your upcoming show for tonight will be at Bull and Bear Roadhouse. What else is coming up this summer that the fans can look forward to?
Oh, my God. I would invite everybody to join the Lonesome Crow Facebook page because we always put the shows up there. I don't have an itinerary right in front of me, but that way you're sure to get all the updates.
Yeah, I know you post all your events ahead of time to give everybody heads up, time to plan to go out and have a great time with a hell of a performance by Lonesome Crow. I want to thank you, Lou, for joining us today and sharing your music. And we can just direct everybody to CD Baby, your Facebook page, Lonesome Crow. I can't thank you enough for coming on today.
My pleasure, Kathy. Great talking to you.
All right. And we're going to close the show with Tonight We Ride. And tonight, Lou and the band Lonesome Crow will be riding at Bull and Bear Roadhouse.
Adventure 'neath the midnight sky.